Welcome to the second annual Los Angeles Awards. Who will reign supreme this year? The votes are in. Let's get glam. Now here's your hosts, Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan.
What was our red carpet music for last year? It was something like that.
It's this stock Adobe that I purchased a license for. And then my favorite podcast, The Town with Matt Bellany, also used this. Like I was, because they had an award show last year called The Townies. And I was listening, I'm like, this is the exact same music we're using.
Wait, I love that. The Townies, that's so cute.
I know, isn't that fresh?
We could have called ours The Glossies.
Well,
there's already the Glossies. Yeah, okay.
I like the Glamgelino Awards, the Los Angeles Awards 2022. Y'all, okay, this was by far, I mean, we've only had two award shows, but the responses really, y'all came through.
I was shocked because this was also like during the holidays. So I was like, everyone's going to be too busy.
And honestly, we were a little behind on the times. We're so focused on our live show that the previous year when people were voting, we were in the midst of getting this live show off the ground. So it was a little delayed. So I was thinking, you know, we're probably not going to get the same turnout. And we didn't get the same turnout. We got more people.
Like almost 10,000 voters.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Thank you, everyone, for taking the time to place your votes.
We appreciate it. Your vote matters at the Los Angeles Awards. And if you're listening to this, and perhaps you are a brand or a founder, and you're like, how do I get nominated? This is all very specific to the Glamgelinos, the people that have been listening every single week, twice a week. This list was influenced by them. So, you know, we had some people say, why were we put in one category and not another? Very much based on our listeners and their thoughts. So maybe for 2023, we'll have like a nomination process where brands can submit. That's so much work.
And also then it takes the element of the glams out of it, you know? Like this is very much like you said, Kirby, this is your guys' awards. This is based on, you know, what you've been commenting on Instagram, chatting about in our Facebook groups, calling into our hotline to talk about. So I know that there were obviously so many other brands that launched or had great product launches in 2022, but we just didn't talk about them as much because you all didn't care about it as much, you know?
Exactly. We want this to maintain its sense of self. I mean, I had a publicist texting me if they could talk to me about the nominations. And I said, please never contact me again. No, just kidding. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, yeah, we can get on a phone call, but what? Nothing's changing. This is it. This is how we're doing it. So thank you to everybody that voted. Thank you to everyone that has been supporting us and listening. This award show is for y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. For y'all, bye, y'all. So let's kick off the awards with some Kirby and Sarah awards because we didn't really get an input here. Did you vote?
I did it. I felt like I wanted to see what everyone else voted and then I would vote. But then there were just so many votes that I was like, you guys have this.
I voted. I wanted to vote. So I voted. I think I was the first vote. And last year we had Matt and Patrick vote, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. And we wanted to see who they voted for. Oh, I shouldn't have had them vote.
I know. We forgot. Next time.
It's okay. Next year.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press-On Falsies, and Press-On Manicure.
The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
All right, Sarah, what brand surprised you the most in 2022?
There were so many celeb launches. I'm going to give some flowers here. We talked about not being sure about the outset or Scarlett Johansson's brand.
Yes.
But I actually really love their products. And I think that I really respect and admire what they're doing over there.
Okay. I think that's a good one. I concur. Scarlett has been putting in the work and I think the products that they're coming out with are great. I was going to go with a celebrity brand because I think that's always a little bit of a surprise when it's good. Like for instance, I had also mentioned this when Give initially launched, I did not care. Love Gwen Stefani, did not care. Thought it was a little too late. Didn't really understand
why it needed to exist.
Yes. But then I started trying the products and I'm like, okay, this is good stuff.
On that note, also House Labs like 2.0.
Yeah, I think their rebrand was a good move.
Very smart.
I actually was cleaning out my bathroom and I found a bunch of the old House Labs lip liners. And I put them into my collection of vintage beauty products. So in 20 years, Erin Parsons on TikTok will be talking about the original House Labs lip liner one of these days, like she does with Marilyn Monroe's eyelashes.
Yeah. So we had some surprise celeb beauty brands in 2022. What about non-celeb?
Yes. You know what? Tarte actually surprised me. I felt like Tarte kind of fell off in a way because a lot of people associated Tarte with the influencer, with Shape Tape, with this like very thick, heavy makeup that just honestly was not in vogue in 2022, right? They had some incredible launches last year, returning to their roots with the cheek stain. Best thing they could have done. It got all of us so excited about them again. That cheek stain is still available and I love it. And I hope they just keep it, not a limited edition thing. I hope they keep it permanently because it really does fit into the aesthetic that people are really going for right now. Like easy, bright, cheery. And then also their Maracuja Juicy Lips.
Love that product.
The gloss lipstick hybrid. The Maracuja Juicy Lips were in this gifting suite. And I'm like, cool. Ooh, I love this product. And I swear the next week it blew up on TikTok. Like people were losing their minds. So Tarte really did surprise me in 2022. What about you?
I have been looking around my desk, like what makeup product to surprise me. However, I want to talk about Fleur, which is the fragrance brand that had a relaunch last year. I really, really was just shocked by the brand's ability to become viral via social media, which is, you know, impossible for fragrance. You need to smell it.
Yes.
They were really, really brilliant with their marketing and their campaigning, with choosing Christelle Lim as their new founder, CEO, whatever her title is. And then I actually got to smell like a majority of their scents and they're all really, really good. Most recently, I received the Tangerine Boy, which if you listen to the pod, you know I am a citrus person. And I was like, oh my God, this is so good. So congrats to them for killing it.
Apricot Privet is also incred. So, so good. I have Lost Cause, Apricot Privet, and Missing Person in the travel sizes, and they're absolutely fab.
I feel like everyone probably got Missing Person as a Christmas gift if they were able to get their hands on it. It was just so big.
I didn't like Missing Person.
Not my fave either.
It reminded me of a grandma scent, honestly.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know, when people were like, oh, it smells like somebody you know, like a memory. I'm like, yeah, because it smells like your grandma. That's why. Sorry, Missing Person. I truly do love Apricot Privet, though. You're so right. And Chriselle Lim is living her best life. And I only want the best for that woman. Like, go off Chriselle Lim.
Absolutely.
Okay. What was the most innovative product of 2022, Sarah, in your humble opinion?
God, it's so hard. You first.
I think when I say this, you're going to agree with me.
Okay.
Jones Rhodes, What the Foundation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The foundation that sparked a war.
A debate. It's just so good. Did you like it? I don't remember.
So, fun fact, I have never tried it. I'm getting it because I shamed Bobbi Brown herself into giving it to me.
Oh my gosh, she was probably like embarrassed that you hadn't tried it yet.
No, but the consistency, I've watched enough videos at this point that it's like ASMR to me. When I watch somebody put it on and watch it melt into the skin.
It is Dream Mousse 2.0, but way better.
And that's what Bobbi said when she created Jones Road. She said, why is makeup making us look worse?
Yes.
And as we age, we become more skin dehydrated.
Especially foundations, like older women and myself included. Now I'm like, it really just accentuates the lines.
She said was often flat, no dimension. It barely covered. And when it did, it was too heavy and didn't look like your actual skin. So that product in particular was just like a happy accident. She was specific about naming it a foundation because it does actually give coverage, because her team actually wanted to call it a skin tint. And she's like, no, this actually gives you coverage. So to me, I think that particular product and the way that it looks and feels was an innovation compared to, you know, the skin tints that we're used to seeing in the bottles with the dropper and the very oily emollient coverage and things like that. That's one innovative product to me. I have a second one, and it's the Umma Beauty powder that I talked about with the component that opens and closes so you get just the precise amount of powder that you want. More of that, please.
Absolutely. Gosh, those were really good. I really loved, for me personally, as someone who does not like primers, I really liked Youthphoria's primer. I really feel like it did help to like not only keep my, you know, makeup on longer, but just like protect my skin, like a really nice protective barrier, like skincare. And then the makeup looked really lovely on top of it. And I just think the brand in general, the things that Fiona is doing is really smart.
They give brow and lip liners that have the curved blade.
Yeah.
Absolutely love those products for that reason. So good. What brand would you like to see a major comeback in 2023? So I wanted to ask this question because I saw a great video from Nicole Consilio on TikTok, and she talks about 5 brands that she wants to step up their game in 2023. And I'm like, ooh, spicy. Get it, girl. One was Laura Mercier. Another was Smashbox. She mentioned Urban Decay. And I thought, interesting, extremely interesting choices. They're like legacy brands, brands that have been around the block for a while.
And you want them to continue.
Yes. You don't want to see them
fade away in the darkness.
Exactly.
Okay. So I have one. I've always loved NYX Cosmetics. I still think they make incredible products, but I feel like in the past year, they sort of not struggled, but there's so many brands making so much noise. And I saw that they were launching a bunch of really cool things in the new year. So I'm hopeful that they'll have a big 2023, because there's nothing better than an affordable, effective, beautiful beauty product.
I, on that note, want ColourPop to stop with the licensing and just get back to basics, please.
Yeah.
I don't need a Baby Yoda palette. We don't need any more Hocus Pocus palettes. We need you to just figure out some innovation that gets people excited about buying the core product again. They're lippy pens. I'm obsessed with those. I have one that I literally will not get rid of. It was in collaboration with Jamie Greenberg. It was called Bear Red. It was named after Beth Bears. Literally, I will not get rid of it. I haven't used it in years, but I refuse to get rid of it because I'm going to find a way to recreate that color of red. It is stunning. And I have to agree with Nicole. I would love to see a brand like Urban Decay completely turn itself around. I think Urban Decay is struggling. We are in 2023. Naming products off of sexual innuendos is not it anymore. They have a new concealer that came out and it's $33. It's called Naked Quickie. And I have to say, I do think that it looks innovative. There is a doe foot applicator on the inside. And then on the outside, there is a more dense brush to help blend, which I really like. But Quickie, I mean, come on. Because Wendy's gone, right? Wendy was the brains behind this. I mean, obviously, she had many other people helping support her, but a lot of that core group that she worked with, they're gone. They have gone off and created their own brands, like Amy from Wildcat, right? I want to see Urban Decay grow up. Let's elevate a little bit. This is an interesting product, but I'm not seeing any type of marketing or photos that make me interested in using this product. Yeah. I don't know. I would love to see a little, let's just turn it around. Let's update Urban Decay for what it should be in 2023. That's my humble opinion. All right, lastly, what is your brand of the year and why?
I'm going to pick Rode.
Wow. Please tell the people why. I was not expecting you to say that.
I pick Rode for brand of the year. And then also I should have mentioned brand that surprised me in 2022. I'm just really, really impressed by everything Miss Hailey Rode Baldwin Bieber has done. I think her team is incredibly brilliant. I think the products are so good and straightforward and affordable. I think the buzz that they've been able to create around it is crazy. Me as a almost 36-year-old woman, well, when this podcast comes out, I will be 36. The fact that I can use it and can see results and that my niece who is 16 can use it and also love it. I think that's a big win, you know?
I agree. Okay. Y'all might be like, Kirby, this particular brand gets accolades all the time. Why are you saying it's brand of the year? If you got on TikTok and you saw someone do a get ready with me, there was a 0% chance they were not using this product. Like, every single person was using this product or this brand, okay? And it's Charlotte Tilbury. The blush, the highlighter, the bronzer. So let me explain to you why. So when you watch a tutorial on TikTok, the person doesn't even have to be showing you what product they're using. You know instantly they're using Charlotte Tilbury because of how it appears on the face, the dots. It's not the stick that you drag across the face. It's the little circles, the boop, 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 plump little cushiony circle. Everyone, I mean, everyone with a following, Glamzilla, Michaela, Alex Earl, Kensington, all of these big time creators without fail in every single video. And Charlotte Tilbury has been duped by Elf with the Hollywood glow filter. I mean, when people are imitating you, you know you're doing something right. So I think last year it was hard to miss a Charlotte Tilbury product. It's become a staple.
They're all so good.
Magic Cream is still that bitch. I still use Magic Cream.
Their brow cheat I rediscovered in my drawer of brow pencils. And I'm like, you know, this is actually the best pencil ever.
What?
So light and it creates hair-like strokes. And I forgot.
I know, when you haven't tried it, but seriously, y'all, get the Beauty Light Wand kit with the blush and the highlighter. I love the Flawless Setting Spray. I freaking love the Flawless Filter, the Wonder Glow Face Primer. Also, did I tell you that I've moved on from Pillow Talk to Pillow Talk 2?
Ooh,
I'm getting deep in 2023.
All of them are good. I mean, even like the new Beautiful Skin Medium Coverage. Did that work for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
I liked it. I wasn't in love with it.
Oh, it's just the Magic Foundation, which I don't even know if they make anymore. Do they make it?
Oh, it's discontinued.
Guess it was just me.
Yep. You were the only one. So now they have the airbrush flawless.
It's okay. Okay. Shall we get into it?
Let's do it.
Drum roll, please.
New brand of the year. Sarah, please tell us the nominees.
And the nominees are Half Magic, Sunny's Face, which launched in the US in 2022, Fleur, which had its relaunch last year as well, Give Beauty by Gwen Stefani, Road Skin by Hailey Bieber, Youthphoria, and Callie Ray. Kirby, would you do the honors?
You voted new brand of the year. Half Magic.
Okay, so I'm in the car right now driving to our Half Magic office to meet with the team for the first time in person in the new year, 2023. And this news that y'all Glamgelinos think Half Magic is exciting and new and fresh and wonderful is no less than everything at this point. For a small new brand, it's just the kind of energy we need to start the new year off. And I'm so excited and so honored. Thank you guys so much. Love you, Kirby and Sarah.
All right, let's talk about Half Magic. Half Magic was created by the most incredible makeup artist of all time, Donny Davy.
Donny Davy is like the only makeup artist we've ever had on the podcast twice.
Yes, she is that good. And the brand launched in May of 2022. It earned $21.8 million in earned media value, which is exposure that's gained on third-party sites and social media for all of 2022 since their launch. They only had 7 months being alive in 2022. So that's incredible. And that's all just people talking about the brand. That's not any type of paid promotion.
Crazy.
They launched the industry's first ever compostable makeup compact made with paper foam, which we featured on an episode during a WOIF. The Magic Flick liquid eyeliner is the first of its kind calligraphy eyeliner pen that has a wide flat edge and a rounded edge, which allows for effortless everyday application and can be used to make different lines and shapes.
I finally got it and I loved it. I love it. I want her to make it in a dark brown for me. Thanks. Thanks in advance, Donnie.
Make like a blue, a navy, forest green. Let's do this, Donnie. Make Los Angeles orange.
No, but really. And then like metallic ones.
Ooh, silver and gold. Yeah. Sparkle. Sparkle version. We've got ideas over here, Donnie. Congratulations to the Half Magic team on getting new brand of the year. Favorite new celebrity brand. This was a stacked category because there were just endless amounts of celebrity launches last year. The nominees are OAM Skin by Sierra, Road Skin by Hailey Bieber, AF94 by Halsey, The Outset by Scarlett Johansson, Give Beauty by Gwen Stefani, Skin by Kim Kardashian, Sable Labs by Idris and Sabrina Elba, House Labs 2.0 by Lady Gaga, Undone Lacquer by Machine Gun Kelly, K-Skin by Winnie Harlow. Who is the winner?
I swear we didn't rig this. We did not. The winner is Road Skin by Hailey Bieber.
Hey, Los Angeles, it's Hailey Bieber, and I wanted to say thank you so much for naming Rode favorite celebrity beauty brand of 2022. I am so grateful for all the support. I'm so glad that you guys love the brand and are loving the products. There is so much more exciting stuff to come in 2023, so I'm very excited for you all to see what we have in store. And thank you so much to Kirby and Sarah. Love you guys a ton.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
We're not surprised. This is not a surprise. I think anybody who listens to this podcast knew. I think a lot of people ended up getting the products finally and are like, okay, yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yes. Some stats about Road Skin. The brand's award-winning peptide lip treatment sold out 5 times in 6 months and has had a wait list of over 300,000, which is cray. Hailey was named one of Forbes' 30 Under 30 for 2022. because she's only 26, a beautiful little baby. And during its last restock, the peptide glazing fluid, which Kirby and I love, sold 36 units per second. I love a stat like that.
Way to go, road team.
I can't wait to see what they have in store for 2023.
I want body care.
I want body care. I want hand nail care so that my hands can look like Haley's.
All right, Real Results brand. This is a brand that delivered. They said they were going to do something and they did it. They made your skin better. They made your makeup routine better. Actually, everything here is either a skincare or hair product. No makeup. Interesting.
Okay. Nominees. Starface, Topicals, K18, Naturium, Then I Met You, Dyson, Peter Thomas Roth, Tower 28, Dew Skin, and Augustina's Botter. Kirby, would you open the envelope, please?
The winner is Dew Skin.
Hi, Los Angeles. This is Charlotte, the co-founder and CEO of Dew. And I forgot to record this with our incredible chief of product and the mind behind our award-winning formulas, Joy's Dilemmos. To win Real Results as a brand, it's very emotional for us because that is why we started Dew. And to be recognized by the Glamgelinos, well, it means the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I cannot wait to show you what's coming up.
All right. Dew Skin is responsible for a lot of y'all loving and appreciating skincare. You probably follow Charlotte Palermino if you listen to this podcast. And Dew Skin was created by a thruple, Charlotte Palermino, Marta Friedman, and Joyce Dilemos. I hope I pronounced that correctly, Joyce. And this trifecta of women came together and created Dew. I believe they launched in 2020. And, you know, Charlotte built Cosmopolitan's Snapchat to the behemoth it was at the time. And then she was hired by Snap Inc. to basically drive strategy. So she understands how people consume content on social. Her and Marta actually created a weed-centric newsletter together, and that's how they had a relationship. And Marta is a creative visionary and does so many amazing things, including like LA's premier gifting suite.
And then has her own brands like Angel Therapy.
Yep. And then Joyce, she is the cosmetic chemist. She's probably why you love Dew's products, because she was the one that worked on the triple lipid cream that SkinCeuticals has that everyone's obsessed with. And people are like, I love the triple lipid cream, but I also love Instant Angel. Joyce made that product. She worked on that product. So let's just throw out some stats about Dew Skin. They had 3 times the growth in sales year over year with only 1 product launch per year. Instant Angel, the brand's moisturizer, got an upgraded jumbo size due to its best-selling status. Dew collaborated with Bluebird, a software platform that helps brands produce sustainability stories to create metrics to benchmark the brand against themselves to continue to lower their carbon footprint and emissions. They provide transparency reports on packaging on each product page. And Dew is one of the first brands to launch a 100% recycled aluminum canister. I think a lot of people love this brand because they not only give you great products to use, but they really walk the talk in terms of consumption.
Took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say they totally walk the talk when it comes to everything. The transparency is on another level. The products are just so, so incredibly good. So I'm glad that the Glams agreed.
Favorite guest episode.
We had so many amazing guests last year. We had Hailey Bieber, Halsey, Sierra, Melissa Herkman, Scarlett Johansson, and Kate Foster, the founders of The Outset, Namvo, Charlotte Palermino, speaking of, and Gwen Stefani.
And the Glams voted Gwen Stefani Woo-hoo! As their favorite guest episode.
Whoa, Los Angeles, what an honor. Thank you so much, Kirby and Sarah. Thank you again for having me and the GIF community for joining this episode. This was such a special day for me, and I could have talked about beauty with you guys forever. Forever. I'm so grateful for your incredible love and support of Give Beauty, and I cannot wait to see the exciting things you continue to do in 2023. Maybe we can tape another episode this year, huh? Yeah.
I think this is an obvious decision. If you are a glam and you were at the live event, I mean, I don't want to speak for everyone, but we had a great time. I got so much feedback when the episode aired about how they loved the live element of listening to us and that it didn't feel so produced. It just felt like a conversation they were listening in on, and they could tell that people were having fun and it was exciting.
And she's just so major. She's a legend. She's an icon. And Give Beauty is so good.
You can tell that she is like an emotional woman.
Like, and just also so real and so down to earth for someone who has been famous for 30 years plus.
That was probably my favorite episode too. All right. Best makeup brand. A lot of goodies here. We have Sisley Paris, Half Magic, House Labs 2.0, Sunny's Face, Danessa Myrix, Tarte, Merit Beauty, Charlotte Tilbury, and Makeup by Mario.
Surprise, surprise here. It was Charlotte Tilbury. She ran away with it.
She did. There was no question.
There was no question. It was Charlotte Tilbury.
No questions to be had. She was the very clear winner of this particular award.
We don't need to reiterate what we said at the top of the episode. Char, just keep doing what you're doing.
This is a two-peat.
A two-peat? Oh my gosh.
She won last year. She won in conjunction with Makeup by Mario last year. And this year, she took the cake.
Congrats, darling.
Congrats, darling. Congrats. This category, Lord. Next year, we've decided we're cutting it down because there were so many people that people were excited about. But it's like, okay, I think we need to narrow it down. We got to make it a little bit more exclusive.
And knowledge within this category. Wow.
Too many people with brains. Yes. We encourage it. But for nominees next year, it's we're going to five. Favorite skincare educator. We have Julian Sass, PhD, or Scamander 14, Dr. Whitney Bowe, Dr. Davil Bonhusali, Dr. Sandra Lee, or Dr. Pimple Popper, Charlotte Palermino, Caroline Hirons, Susan Yara, Javon Ford, Dr. Shireen Idris, Dr. Michelle Wong, or Lab Muffin Beauty Science, Jen Novakovich, the EcoWell, Dr. Joshua Zeichner, and the winner, and this was also by far and away, that's the saying, by far and away, the clear winner of this category is Dr. Shireen Idris, or Pillow Talk Derm.
Kirby and Sarah, thank you so much. It's Shireen. I just found out the incredible news, and I would love to thank the Academy of Nerds for really appreciating the nerdiness and the science that goes behind everything. But in all seriousness, I mean, I'm genuinely so honored because it has always been my mission to really empower people beyond the walls of my office and to educate them so that they can help themselves. So this is truly like the best way to start 2023, and I could not be more grateful. Thank you so, so much.
Okay, wait, when you did that, I thought you were going to go into the White Lotus theme song. Dr. Shireen Idris. Okay, Dr. Idris launched her own brand this year. She took over social media. TikTok loves her. Instagram loves her because she just gives you the information you want and you need in a very casual manner. It's literally Pillow Talk Derm. She's in bed. She's laying in bed telling you why your retinol is not working properly. She's telling you why your skin is dehydrated. She's telling you that that product that claims to get rid of cellulite is never going to get rid of your cellulite. She's just a wealth of information. Absolutely no BS. We have an episode with her from, I believe, 2021, and she was incredible. She's one I would love to have back just because I think she is so good. This group of educators, I did not know who was going to pull through.
I want to know who you voted for.
I can't remember who I voted for. I feel like I voted for Javon Ford, actually, because he's doing really cool stuff with cosmetic chemistry and teaching people about it.
I think if I were to vote, and again, I love all of these people and have learned so much from everyone, but I think the EcoWell was one of my favorite follows of last year. Jen.
Highly recommend.
And follow if you have not followed.
Follow her. Follow her. Follow the EcoWell. We should have her on soon.
On my list. On my wish list. Best product launch of the year. This is a tough one too. There are so many amazing launches that we talked and talked and talked about last year, but only one can win. So without further ado, Tower 28 Make Waves Mascara, Makeup by Mario Skin Enhancer, House Labs Atomic Shake, Tarte Maracuja Juicy Lips, Half Magic Mouth Cloud in Magic Brownie, Crave Beauty Matcha Body Wash, Give Beauty Most Def Instant Sculpting Brow Pencil, Rode Skin Peptide Lip Treatment, You Beauty Barrier Bioactive Treatment, Summer Friday Sunscreen, and Then I Met You Living Sea Cleansing Tonic. And the winner is Tower 28's Make Waves Mascara.
Wow, thank you. Thank you, Los Angeles. I am so honored that Make Waves Mascara was chosen as the product launch of the year. It was by far our biggest launch, and many Glamgelinas got a chance to test this product before it launched, so really, thank you for being part of it. It was actually the number one mascara on Sephora.com until it finally sold out, and we are now just back in stock. My favorite quote is from Margaret Mead, which is, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." People are often surprised that I have such a small team. There's only 12 of us. And I just want to give a special shout out to my team and also a shout out to all of you who made this happen. Thank you so much.
Woo! Which many of you tried for the first time through the Los Angeles Confidential program.
Yes, which I can't wait to see what we have in store for 2023. This is an incredibly formulated, clean mascara. So many people love this product. It was the, well, let's just throw out some stats. Tower 28's Make Waves Mascara is the number one mascara on Sephora.com.
That's so cool, Amy. Congrats.
Way to go, Amy Lou. In addition, Tower 28 wrapped up its third year of Clean Beauty Summer School and graduated 30 women of color founders. To date, the brand has sold over 1 million of its iconic Shine On lip jellies, and one SOS Daily Rescue facial spray is sold every 3 minutes.
I can't live without that product.
Same. I need it on my person at all times. All right, this is the hero category. This is our final category. The products in this category are products that we think will stand the test of time. These will be like the Oribe Dry Texturizing Sprays, Armani Luminous Silk, Maybelline Great Lashes of the present day. Here are our nominees. Dyson Airwrap, The Way Dry Shampoo, Laneige The Lip Mask, Shawnee Darden Retinol Reform, Beautystat Universal C Vitamin C, Supergoop Unseen Sunscreen, Facile De-Stress Serum, Makeup Forever Artist Pencil, Dr. Dennis Gross Alpha Beta Peel, Vacation Original Sunscreen SPF 30, Sisley Phyto Cernez Concealer, Rare Beauty Soft Pinched Liquid Blush. And the winner is Vacation Original Sunscreen SPF 30.
Kirby, it's Dakota from Vacation. Just got your electronic correspondence and wanted to quickly call to say thank you. As you know, Los Angeles is essentially required listening at Vacation HQ. So we are understandably starstruck to hear that our classic lotion has won the award. We are beyond honored. We couldn't have done this without the ongoing support of both you and Sarah, the genius nurses of Carlos Huber and Rodrigo Flores Rue, the infinite and unparalleled medical wisdom of Dr. Elizabeth Hale, the dedication of all Vacation Incorporated staff worldwide, the incredible retail partnership from Ulta Beauty in helping us share our leisure-enhancing sunscreen online and in over 1,300 stores nationwide. And of course, the Los Angeles community for their heroic vote of confidence. I've called the local Kerady trophy craftsman to have this award made into something worthy of a considerable amount of space on my distant cousin and esteemed business partner, Marty Bell's father's desk, where it will no doubt stand for generations to come. We'll share photos soon. Thanks a million. Ciao.
This is an incredible product. Sarah and I stan this brand. Everything from just how their products work and feel to the branding and the innovation that they come out with. We expect bigger and better from Vacation in 2023.
I cannot wait. I just look forward to every one of their launches. They're just so good, so smart, so fun. And I think that this sunscreen was my most used sunscreen of 2022.
Hard agree. I went through it like water. I couldn't get enough of it. It smells incredible. I want to live the life that they present on social media. Give me that lifestyle.
Just vacation all the time.
Take me back to the 80s, baby. Everyone, that was the Los Angeles Awards for 2022. Thank you so much. What's that thing that they say at the end of every award show? It's like, Ernst & Young does not. Blah, blah, blah. If y'all don't like the responses, blame Google Forms.
That's our show. Thank you for listening. Follow us on all platforms for announcements and opportunities at Los Angeles Pod, and join our Facebook group to share your own reviews.
Los Angeles was created by Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan. It is a part of the Acast Network. Our episodes are mixed and edited by Roxy Flo and Stacey Abarca.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.